Today on Press TV, Spanish riot police attack anti-austerity protesters and make arrests in the capital Madrid. The violence erupted after thousands gathered near the parliament to protest against the government's spending cuts. This is the third anti-austerity rally Spaniards are holding in 5 days. Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe. Anger mounts against French cartoons and US-made movie that mocks Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Fresh rallies have been held in Pakistan, Bangladesh and Iran to denounce the blasphemous moves. The protesters said the West's so-called freedom of expression should not be used as a pretext to promote hatred against any religion. A massive fire destroys hundreds of shops in a medieval marketplace in Syria's old city of Aleppo. The market was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The fire reportedly started late Friday amid heavy fighting between insurgents and the army. Saudi forces opened fire on anti-regime demonstrators in the oil-rich eastern province. The protesters were shouting anti-regime slogans in the city of Qatif before the violence erupted. No casualties have been reported yet. The incident comes just a few days after Saudi forces killed 2 people and wounded 3 more. Bahraini forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in the village of Sanad. Several people are injured. The crowd had gathered to bury a teenage boy killed by Saudi-backed regime troops during a rally on Friday. Scores of protesters have been killed since anti-regime demonstrations began last year. Iran's Defense Minister Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi slams Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his anti-Iran speech at the UN General Assembly. Netanyahu said Israel will attack Iran if Tehran crosses what he called the red line. Vahidi says Israel has itself crossed the red line by stockpiling nuclear warheads. 20 people are killed in fresh US-led airstrikes in Afghanistan. The latest attack took place in Kunar province, where 4 Afghans died. Another 16 were killed in Herat and Helmand. Washington claims the strikes target militants, but official reports say civilians are the main victims. And rival rallies in Georgia, supporters of President Mikhail Saakashvili are gathering in the city of Batumi, while followers of billionaire tycoon Ivanishvili are marching in the capital Tbilisi. The rallies come on the final day of campaigning for parliamentary polls. The elections will be held on Monday. There's the latest here on Press TV.